Hello, everybody. Today we've got Nayalan in the studio. Welcome to the studio today.
Thanks for inviting me.
So could you briefly explain what you do?
I am a freelance filmmaker and photographer. So I basically do just that. I speak to whichever clients come my way and I make movies or take photos for them.
Would you say there are any particular challenges of doing this kind of work specifically in Japan?
Japan isn't really a country that is friendly to the sort of lone wolf, the one-man band producer. If you have a company name, it's a lot easier to find work. As an individual, many companies are reluctant to hire you. They rather work with another company just because of the tradition of we're a company, we do business with companies. And so finding clients is actually really difficult. The sort of clients you find are either other individuals, and I've worked with rock stars because they made a name for themselves the same way. They understand the hustle. And so finding sort of proper paying work from regular clients is a bit of a challenge.
On the flip side, are there any benefits or advantages for working in Japan that you see more of here than elsewhere?
Well, for me personally, I'm in Japan. I've gotten to travel the entire country through my work. I have been to everywhere except Hokkaido through work. And I've been to some places in Japan that you wouldn't ordinarily go to. Even if you were touring, you wouldn't go to some of these really small towns to try out some of these really local locations that many Japanese tourists know about, but not many foreign tourists know about. But from a work standpoint, I'd say the sort of look I can provide, the sort of my attitude to filmmaking is sort of my own. And it's partially because I'm a foreigner and it's partially because of who I am and the sort of person I am. My clients who come back to me like my work. And for me, that's a really good thing. I like that. And they're doing it because they like my style and my look.
So does that mean that you have complete flexibility and reign over your own work, or are you restricted in any way?
It's really project dependent. My photography, I'm almost completely unrestricted. If I get a photography job, I have an outcome, but how I achieve that is completely up to me. With video, there are usually many moving parts and coordinating between many other people. And you have other people in the production. Sometimes you need other camera operators. Sometimes you need to have a sound recording studio, etc. So when there are other people involved, that also limits the amount of freedom I have. And very often your client does have the final say. And if you can be halfway through a project and if your client says, yeah, we really need to change this and it's fully within the budget and the contract, then you say yes. And even if it isn't within the budget or the contract, you generally say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn on a dime and you have to change everything, but you do it.
Thanks so much, Nayalan, for talking to us. Good luck.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Nayalan says about working in Japan? Number 27. What do we learn about the video projects Nayalan works on?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.